So we will talk about some decisions we can take in our life, in our service, that like can decide our future, like generally, like future in the service, future financially, future, of course, our future as Christian is what? The eternal life. So we will discuss that in from like chapter 11, with the chapter of faith, verse 23 to 29. So we will discuss what happened. It will about Moses, and we will talk also Saint Mary as an example of the same steps. So it's like kind of decisions. What the steps we can take? What decision we can take and affect our future? If someone can read the first from 23, or I mean the 23 to 27, can someone read for me? Hebrews 11, St. Paul. Chapter 11, Hebrews 11.
By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches and the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
So, from this verses, we will circle like or highlight some words or some decisions Moses did. Number one is refused. So, number one, when he grown up, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh. So the first step, the first decision it's important for our life is to refuse something, okay? Second one he did, he's choosing rather to suffer. So refuse, and then he takes something positive. He chooses something for himself. Number three, he regarded or esteeming for something else. At the end, the key word in this chapter is what? All is done by what? The first one in 25, the first word. By faith. Right? So refuse, choose, regards, and all by faith. And that will give us like, that's what we'll talk about today, is like Moses changed his future by this kind of decisions. And how can we apply this in our life? How can we refuse, choose, regard, and we do that by faith. Also, we'll talk about Saint Mary, the same way, the same decisions she took. She refused something, and then she chose and she regarded something all by faith. So first, he refused. When Moses refused, what did he refuse? Anyone, what did he refuse? Riches. He refused riches. What else? From the verse here, in 24, by faith, Moses, he refused to what? Anyone? Like it's in the, to be called. So he refused to be called. He refused someone to define him something. So what the story is, Moses, he became the son of Pharaoh's, but he's not. He wasn't. But no one knew that except him and his mother. So he refused some people to call him some he doesn't know. He doesn't want, I'm sorry. So people called him the son of Pharaoh's, right? And that will be like, as Fabi said, it's rich. He's prince. He refused treasures at St. Paul said. So, but he refused all of this. I want to be this. Actually, no. God wants me to be in another place, in another name. He called me something else. So And when did he do that? In the beginning, he said, like, when he grown up. So to take this decision, to refuse something, it has to be kind of maturity. We reach something like, to be mature enough to take decision, to refuse. It's not easy to refuse. Like if, like here in Canada, for example, like everything around you push you to be like, you know, something, to be kind of, you know, I'm busy in this world. I am like the materialism, like, you know, anything else, like possession. You have to work hard to get some, to gain some level of, you know, in your work, anything, like any position. To gain some money, because if you don't gain money, you will not do whatever you want to do. So it's a kind of everything is around us, push us some in a place, maybe it's away from God's plan to us. But we have to be mature enough at certain point to say no. I don't want to be called the son of Pharaoh. No, I don't want to be that. I want to be called something else. So what happened when Saint Mary got the, like the angel came to her and said, told her, okay, God choosing you to be like the mother of God. And she started to say, how? How? That's a question. How? I don't know man, since I don't know man. I think she was like, she was thinking, okay, if I accept this offer, what will happen? So people will call me a sinner, okay? I might be stoned though. Like at certain point when I get pregnant without knowing man, they will stone me. But she refused even this one. Like the people will call me this, but I refuse. No, I refuse this one. I'll accept something else. I will choose it, something else. So the first one is to refuse. And in Romans 12, St. Paul tells us, like, ask us, like, refuse to confirm, but rather what? Transform. So it's be like, okay, in this world, there is a lot of things to be like, you can confirm it. It's easy for you to confirm. It's not easy to refuse. It's easy to confirm. But it needs a lot of maturity and a lot of stuff to do, to work on yourself, to say, no, I don't want to be that way. I don't want to confirm. I want to transform. So, but first of all, before you can do that, you have to sit with yourself and say, who controlling you? Like who's controlling you? Is your work, your boss, your husband and wife, your friends? Who's controlling you? So it's a kind of big question you have to sit and ask yourself. Okay, I am controlling, is God controlling my life? Is money controlling my life? Is relation controlling my life? And then you will decide, you know, if you want to continue that way or no. So first of all, you have to, sometimes you have to refuse. And then the second step is a choose. So Moses not only refused, he started to be positive and he chose. He chose what? He chose rather to suffer. So it's not easy. It's not easy to choose to suffer. Like if you want to go for the God's plan to us, sometimes you have to suffer. But like, you can suffer, you can choose like pain, short pain, to gain what? Long-term gain. So there is pain in life. Like we don't choose to be in pain sometimes. You will be in pain anyway. But if you think that way, I will choose pain for long-term gain. That's what Moses chose, and that's what Saint Mary chose again. See, so the mother, to be mother of God, it has a lot of, like, you know, consequences. Like what? If you're in, like, St. Mary situation and the angel came and tell you, okay, you will be the mother of God. What do you think? What will happen? Like, but try to think back ways in this day, like 2,000 years ago. What that means for her, for a young girl to be the mother of God. Try to think, like, you know, imagine that happened in, like, in that day, and you want to think, what the consequences of this? What else? She has to suffer again.
Maybe like the amount of expectation and pressure that she would be under to live up to that title is an immense amount of pressure and might be overwhelming to her.
So, exactly. So it's like, For the society will not accept for herself, she has to sacrifice a lot of things. And she has to accept that at the end, her son will be some, like, one day on the cross, suffering in front of her. And she accepted that. She has to accept that. She can refuse, but she accepted. She accepted the pain for long-term gain. Like, she decided her future by accepting the offer. Sometimes God, like, comes to us, and what this is a very important point. Sometimes, like, when we try to think about God, okay, if I accept God, if I accept the service, I have to sacrifice a lot of things in my life. So sometimes we run away from this because, you know, if I accept the Holy Spirit, I know He will ask me to do some other stuff I don't like to do, or to leave or give up some other stuff I like to do, relationship. Kind of something I like. I like to just, I don't know, to hang out with, like, in Friday night with my friends. I like to have, like, sex before marriage. I like that. So, okay, I have to sacrifice. I have to give up this one because that's the Holy Spirit will ask. So I will lose my freedom. That, a lot of people think that with the Holy Spirit, with God, I have to lose my freedom. And actually, it's a kind of, and here we have to define the freedom. So it's do you really feel like people are, like, outside the church or people not Christian? They have more freedom than us. Like, however, agree about that. Like, they can do whatever they can do, right or wrong. I can't do what they are doing. So they have more freedom than me. What do you think? Like, there is no law to tell them, do not. No, I can do whatever I can do. What do you think?
All under the same law, but some people abide by the law and some people don't.
No, we don't. Like, they don't have the law, but they do not. So they have more freedom than us.
What do you mean by that? They have the law, they might fall.
Okay.
So if they steal, they will, yeah. Okay. So they still have the law.
So they still, like, they don't have the freedom.
Think, I will not go to God because I will lose my freedom. So you're telling me no. They still, like, don't have that.
They still have the law that they have.
It's like the bandit of thieves.
Okay.
If you are in the group of thieves, if you're still among them, you'll be in trouble. Right? If you go to jail and let's say that the jailmate, and if you do something to the jailmate, you'll be in big trouble.
Let's say I'm running my own business with Steve.
Yeah.
It's not that, you know. Like,
it's still like in this one, okay, I will not go, I will not join a group of thieves. I will be, like, by my own.
I think in that case with the people being
outside of the law, they have this distorted idea of what freedom is. So they think they're free, but they're not really free. What do you mean, how? They think they're free, but they're under bondage. Sin.
Drunk, for example, and like people think that by not doing that we're like a slave to the church, but I feel like if you're doing that you're a slave to alcohol.
Okay, so you're under the law somehow, but you're under the law of alcoholism. You're addicted, right? Okay.
I also feel that the real definition of freedom, like they think that this is what freedom is, but I feel like if somebody's free, it will result in happiness after. That what they do will lead to their happiness, but I feel like when they do what they do, it leads to depression and it leads to like the opposite.
So let's
unlike
see
us.
What the edges of that.
Yeah, because they have a certain gap that they want to fill. We fill it with God, they fill it with stuff that they can do.
I think one thing that's often mentioned by people who think that churchgoers or religious people are not free is that they say, well, I want to do what I want on Sunday, for example. I want to go have fun. I want to go to this festival, except all entertainment. I don't want to be tied to having to go to church every Sunday and my time is my time, they say. So that's more a deceptive freedom that's temporary, rather than recognizing that our life here is such a minuscule speck of time in terms of eternity.
I think it's, yes, in their eyes, it's freedom, 100%. It's like, if I'm going to do the analogy of a person who likes to eat whatever they want, okay, and another person who's watching what they eat. So yeah, the person who's eating everything, yes, I have the freedom to go here and there, and the other guy can't. But at the very end, the person who's eating everything, he knows that, yes, in his eyes, that's freedom, but he knows deep down that it's going to hurt him. It's going to cause him health problems in the long run. So they know it, but it's just like a shield that they use because they actually cannot stop sinning. But yes, they will advertise it as freedom, 100%.
Okay, so like I think that's to summarize it, like, okay, the definition of freedom would be different, but at the end of the day you will be under the law of sin, right? So like addiction, like adultery, like you cannot stop. If you cannot stop, or if you feel like I have to do it, right? I have to do it, that means you're under certain law. And we can look at the end result. Are you happy after that or no? So the definition of freedom, it's the freedom is like to choose, like, okay, I will stop this and I will go with this. It's like, that's Moses' death. That it's very difficult. So that's a higher level of freedom when, okay, I will go to God. I will give up this. I like to be sinner. Okay, I like to do sin. It's easy, right? It's easier. But I will do that by my own freedom. I will give it to God. It's like a higher level of freedom. I'm not sure they agree or no. So number one, refuse. Okay, number two, you choose something else. You refuse to be in a model, like people will call you something. No, I don't want to be that. But the second level is to choose. And it's like, again, it's like we are in the New Testament, have a certain level of, St. Paul called the law of freedom. It's very interesting, the law of freedom. Because we change from do not do to what? Like don't in the Old Testament. But now in the New Testament, it's something else. It changed. Transform. okay, you have the higher level of freedom to say, no, I don't want to be that. I want to transform to a better person. So refuse and then choose. And then he did something else in verse 26. How can someone can read it for me? Anyone? In verse 26, he said.
Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward.
So the third step after you refuse and choose, from time to time you have to set yourself an esteem, like review, evaluate. What are you doing? Is it right? What are you doing is right or wrong? So he set himself and his team. Do you know what the reproach of Christ that mean in language wise? Reproach of Christ. What that mean? Reproach of Christ, greater riches than treasures. And an, a, the, language-wise, like what the reproach of Christ, what that mean? Tab in Arabic had the disgrace. So, is it wise to choose the disgrace than treasures? Like he chose the disgrace to be with God than treasures, to be a prince of Egypt, to be the son of Pharaohs. Is it wise? But the key word here in this verse is what? The reward. He was looking to the reward. So, like, where is your eyes? That's the main important question. Like your eyes here, like in the short time, in the short term pain, which the pain is not optional. Like in the world, we all have pain. Christians have pain, and non-Christians have pain as well, right? But it's up to you to be miserable or happy while you're in pain. So pain is not optional, but to be miserable is an optional, right? So the key word is, what's your reward after that? When you ask anyone, non-Christian, what you will do after, what's after death? Okay, I'll be like anything else, right? Like, whatever. I don't want to keep that, like, I will not open this discussion, but for you, at least you're hoping for something. So you will go through the pain in the world, which is not optional, with hope and kind of happiness, because I have a reward at the end. I'm sorry for you, you're miserable because you don't. So you're going through the same pain, but without hope. So you have to sit with yourself. Okay, what I'm doing, why I'm doing that? The question why is very important. Why I'm doing that? I'm doing that for this service. Why I'm sacrificing my time on Sunday coming this meeting? Why I'm sacrificing some time, like my time in the weekend? Like, I can go and have fun shopping, whatever, which is good stuff, it's not bad. But I choose to sacrifice my time. Why? It's very important to know why, because you can do stuff like as a kind of activities, and it will be habit without knowing the why. The why question is very important. Why I'm doing? If I choose not to come, or not to serve, or not to pray, or not to fast, or I choose to fast and pray, and you have to know why in both sides, because it's very important. If I'm doing as a kind of habit, social, whatever, like image, or not I'm not doing because I have fun, but why in both situations is very important. Both cases are very important. So the key word is the reward. So refuse, choose, and the third one is like esteeming. And the fourth one, because I'm almost done, the fourth one is like what the key But before I jump to the, I forgot one point, sorry. What did he refuse again? Like, let's see, in verses 4, he refused a lot of things. He refused to be son of Pharaoh's daughter. So the prestige. 25, he refused to be like passing pleasure of sin. So number one, prestige, the sin, and the, now verse number 6 is esteeming the treasure of the knowing God more than the treasure of the world. So the ownership, and that's how everything in this world they try to advertise you. If you can see the, I watched it before the advertising for a car, very very nice car, and the advertising of car, watches, anything, it depends on the three things. Number one, the ownership. You will own this kind of very valuable piece. It will be yours. You will own it. You will drive it. You will wear it. It's all you. You will own it. Number two, most of the advertising, it has to be some sexual, like, you know, background in it. Okay, when you drive this car, you can invite a very beautiful girl in, like, beside you. She will be happy to come and, like, get a drive with you. So it's a kind of the sin. Again, ownership and sin and prestige. Even if you don't have anyone, like, with you, but the prestige, everybody will look. And that's what all doing. Like, when you have a very nice car, oh, wow, right? So the prestige. And this is all the world offered to you. Prestige, ownership, and sin. And it's very hard to refuse this. It's really hard to refuse it. But again, back to the what Moses, when did Moses did that? When he grown up. And then that choose again, let's talk about the choose again. He chose the value of God, like the value of God, like the value of having God in his life. Same for Saint Mary. Saint Mary, she had the opportunity to be celebrity, like she is the mother of God, right? So I can go everywhere with Jesus. I am your mother, right? And can it's her, like she can do that. But instead, she ran away after she got the after the angel like disappeared. She ran away to serve another one all over the mountain. So like she walked all the mountain to serve. So you're the mother of God. You're the Theotokos. Like you're someone like, you know, like feel it. You like you're the servant of God. You're a deacon and you're very famous in the church and you're a priest. Okay? Feel it. You're right. It's your right. You're doing something good. Just feel it. But no, it's a kind of I choose to not go with these values. I choose the God values. At the last point was be like all of this, the key point, by faith, by faith, by faith. Also like in 23, by faith Moses did, by faith, by faith, by faith. It's a kind of living the life of faith. You don't see it, but I have the faith that I will live with God. I have the faith of no fear to say no. I don't have the fear to say no. I don't have the fear to choose. I don't have the fear to choose the God's value. I have the fear to serve people. I don't care about what people will tell about me. She'll be like one time I will stone Saint Mary because that I don't care. I have the faith that everything I'm doing by faith. It's not the faith is not even if it's very 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 small faith. Or high faith, like a full of faith, it doesn't matter. But what faith of what? Faith of God. The size of God, that's how it matters. So it's like, okay, that like I can have a great faith, but with myself, my skills, my ability, my knowledge. But if I can have very little faith with like faith of God, that will make a difference. And at the end, it's all about the mindset, as St. Paul said. Transformation by what? Mindset. So it's you can act something, the act will reflect what you feel, and the feel reflect what you think. So you can fake acting. Okay? But you cannot fake feeling. You cannot change feeling by, okay, I will feel now I like Martin. I don't like him, but I will try to enforce myself. The feeling, no. I have to, back in my mind, rethinking of Martin or something, someone else. Like, he's good. I try to find something good he's doing. So the mindset, it's all about mindset. So refuse, choose, and then steaming or evaluate what is, it's all by faith. If we do that, like Moses did, like Saint Mary did, they all changed the future of them. The, all of them, like great, the great Moses, the great Saint Mary. Glory be to God forever. Any question? Any comment?
Yeah.